The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
All right, we just got a report, and I need you guys, and one person has confirmed it. We need more people to call in and let us know if you see this. They're at Aviation Avenue. There are reports of a couple of guys that are holding a Confederate flag at the overpass there, 26 at Aviation. If you see this, give us a call. 556-1250 is the number to let us know. That's 556-1250. You can also email us this morning, charlie@wtma.com. You can get in touch with us on Facebook or Twitter. We would like to have some more confirmation about this. Two guys unfurling a... Is it a large Confederate flag, John? Is that what we're hearing, or just...
Yeah, they're holding two Confederate flags evidently over the side of the interstate.
All right. So, well, that's exactly what we need right now. That's
totally
exactly
unnecessary.
What we need at this moment in history. That's what we need. Because you know what that flag is telling people when they're coming into work this morning. You know what that is telling these people. That you support those folks that were in Charlottesville, Virginia, and you support the alt-right. So, again, exactly what we do not need. This is inflammatory. It is something that, so I'm, again, we'd love to know. 556-1250, do you see it? Is it happening out there? Carol is out with us this morning. Carol, how are you? Carol, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Carol. How are you? Hello, Carol.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I'm driving down 26, and I just saw those two guys up there on the bridge.
Yeah. So tell us, Carol, is it are they two large Confederate flags, or are they just regular sized, or describe what's going on?
They're very tall. Mm-hmm. They look like probably regular size, but they look like they're on a really tall pole.
Okay.
You can see them from pretty far back.
All right. So, Carol, I appreciate you calling in and letting us know about this. Let me tell you what's going to happen. It's actions like this. It's actions like this that are causing Confederate monuments to be removed from places like New Orleans. They will get the Robert E. Lee statue removed from Charlottesville. It will bring down the monument to John C. Calhoun in Marion Square. So you can sit there and you can blame the left all you want to, and you can blame the politically correct, and you can blame the snowflakes out there all you want to, but it's actions like this, like these two people that are up on that bridge this morning, the overpass Aviation at 26, you're going to be the reason that they bring down the Calhoun Monument in Marion Square. You are. Don't point the finger at anybody else. You're going to be the ones to do it. People that are there, the alt-right gang out there, the actual racists, the people who support the Nazis, the people who give Nazi salutes and carry around Nazi flags and these skinhead quote-unquote alt-rights, which is exactly the opposite of what they are. They're actually leftist because the Nazi party was socialist. You're the people that are going to get your freedom of speech taken away. They're going to get your freedom of assembly taken away. I mean, who's the, I forget who it was, but there was a lawmaker that is asking for the Department of Justice to crack down on radical extreme groups. Do you have the freedom to do that? Oh, absolutely you do. You've got the freedom to be as big a butthead as you want to this morning. Legally, you have that freedom. But you're going to be the reason that the First Amendment gets whittled away. You're going to be the reason that the freedom of assembly is going to get whittled away. You're going to be the reason, eventually, that your Second Amendment is going to be taken away. It's going to be you, the irresponsible people out there, like these two people that are flying those flags. So what's your statement this morning? I would like to know the... Sons of the Confederacy, I would love to know what's your stance on this? What's your stance on this? Because there's no place in the Republican Party, there's no place in the conservative movement for people like this. I would rather go back to a damn 9-to-5 job. I would rather go back to a 9-to-5. I'd rather work at Boeing than to give any credence to groups like this. Any credence to groups like this. You are hideous, horrible human beings. There is no place for racism. There is no place for hatred. There is no place for bigotry. Because you're just feeding into the Antifa movement and you're feeding into the left. Shame on you.
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
Good morning. It's 7:22, 22 minutes past 7 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Give us a call this morning, 556-1250. That's 556-1250. Again, we're getting some slow traffic there, 26 at Aviation Avenue, because we're hearing reports of two people with Confederate flags on the overpass, which is, you know, exactly perfect timing. See, this is what I read to you a few minutes ago, this letter from Doug Giles, and I'll read it again this morning. You are playing into the hands of the Antifa movement. You are playing into the hands of Black Lives Matter. You are playing into the hands of the National Action Network and all of these people in this country that want to divide us. You think you're out there standing up for your rights, but you're not. It's the law of unintended consequences. That's what's going on right now. Because I will guarantee you that you may get a couple of people honking and supporting for you, but the vast majority of people are going to be, this is horrible. Oh, I just got another Chisholm Road on Johns Island. If you look to your right, going over the first bridge, their house on the left, they've got a in-ground flagpole. They're flying the Confederate flag out there. So, I mean, it's really, you're not helping. You're not helping President Trump. You're not helping your cause. You're not helping your movement. So I would like to know exactly what is the intention of flying that flag? What is it? Seriously. You know what that flag represents. Yeah, Charlie, it represents our heritage. Not right now, it doesn't. Not right now, it doesn't. Right now, it represents these idiots that showed up in Charlottesville this weekend and started causing trouble. So when all of that gets taken away, when these monuments come down and they erase the names of every Confederate general that is on a monument all across the nation, you can look at yourself. You can look at yourself and then, you know, maybe years from now, you'll think, oh, how could we have handled that better? How could we have done that a little bit better? Instead of flying the Confederate flag on, what was it, the second anniversary of the Emmanuel 9 shooting? When they painted the Confederate flag on the Folly boat? How much did that help your cause? None. None. You are your own worst enemy right now. These people are their own worst enemy. And right now, they're our enemy, too.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 843-556-1250. Would love to have you on this morning. All right, coming up this morning, let me see here. Let me just get that done right here. We're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Bojangles Southern 500. You don't want to miss out on that. If you've never been out to Darlington Raceway, you have got to get in on this. So coming up, let's see, we're going to do this at 8:20 this morning. 8:20, you're going to have a chance to, you're going to win yourself a pair of Xfinity race tickets at Darlington, and you're going to be qualified to win a family experience prize pack that includes 4 tickets to qualifying, the Xfinity race, the pre-race concert, the Bojangles Southern 500, plus you're going to get tailgate meals from Bojangles. That sounds pretty darn good, but oh, no, no, no. Not just giving these away. You're going to have to answer some Darlington trivia questions. Now, this is coming from me. Now, I am the self-proclaimed person, the number one person in the world that is possibly gone around Darlington in more ways than anybody else on the planet. I've ridden a bicycle around Darlington. I've gone around Darlington in a go-kart. I've gone around Darlington in a NASCAR. I know that's the inappropriate word, all of you correctors out there, but you know what I'm talking about. I've gone around Darlington in a pace car. I've gone around Darlington in a pickup truck. I've gone around Darlington in a just an ordinary vehicle. So I would say I've gone around Darlington probably in more ways. Oh, and I've walked around Darlington. The only way I haven't gone around Darlington is in a horse and buggy. And there might be time to do that. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. Again, that 820 this morning, going to be giving away your chance to win tickets to the Southern 500 out at Darlington. Again, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. Now, coming up 1 week from today, everybody is going to be all excited. Everybody's going to be all a tither because the eclipse is going to be happening. And unfortunately, I might have some bad news for you right now. I was texting back and forth last night with a friend of mine that's coming up from Tampa, and it looks like we are got a pretty good chance of having a very, very cloudy day 1 week from today. That's right. Monday, the 21st, we've got a 50% chance of rain. Looks like it's going to be cloudy. So just be aware of that. We'll keep an eye. Now, things can change. Things can change over the next week. But right now, looking like we got a 50% chance of rain, and it is going to be cloudy on that day.
Doggone you know, Charlie, I was driving home yesterday afternoon, and I was looking at the sky, and I was thinking, you know, it was a nice day, but the clouds were up there, though.
Right.
Lots of puffy clouds. The sun was shining someplace, but I couldn't tell where in the sky
the sun was
coming from.
Exactly, yeah.
And so, you know, we could have a day that's not rainy, that's not overcast and gloomy, just a bunch of cumulus clouds.
Right.
You know, up there, and that could ruin the experience for a lot of people.
It really could. A lot of people. Hopefully we'll get a nice, bright, sunshiny day. But you know how things here are in Charleston. It could be cloudy 1 minute, and 5 minutes later, the sun's out shining.
And it could be nice in Mount Pleasant, and it could be cloudy in Goose Creek.
Exactly.
So it just will depend. However, you can get a preview of what the eclipse will look like in your area by going to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
We have a
Time really
Magazine
neat. I did
put
that.
Out this really cool eclipse simulator. You just enter your zip code, and you will see exactly what it will be. Of course, it's a lot faster than real time.
Right, yeah.
But you will see exactly what will happen to the sky where you live when the eclipse comes next week.
Because totality is going to be about a minute and 43 seconds. Now, on my my iPhone here, I downloaded an app. It's free. It's called SkyView. Actually, I bought the deluxe version.
Wow.
It's called SkyView. And what you can do is you can put it in. You could go to the settings, put in the date and the time, and then you hold your phone up, and it will tell you exactly where the sun's going to be at that date and time. So it'll show that the moon is the eclipse is happening, and it will show you exactly where the sun is going to be where you are.
I was telling Sherry Bernardi this morning, right after 6 o'clock. I said, Sherry, you know, if you go outside and look at the sky right now, it'll show you exactly what the eclipse is going to be like. Of course, the sun hadn't come up,
right,
and it was
that's
dark.
That's right. That's right.
So that's what the eclipse will be like.
Yeah. But, the other things will be pretty neat, too. I mean, the temperature is going to drop about 20 degrees. You're going to see, if there's sun, you're going to see little shadows dancing. You know, if you've got light-colored concrete or on your driveway or something like that, you're going to see shadows dancing there. That's the sun, the shadows of the moon, of the mountains and the craters on the moon.
That's cool.
That's going to be pretty cool. They're going to be dancing across it's going to be a great event. Hopefully, fingers are crossed, that we are going to have a sunny day 1 week from today. Again, weather prediction here in Charleston is never, never 100% accurate.
WTMA! Now, here's more of the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's Monday, the 14th day of August, 2017. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. John, I'm looking at this. Do we really have all of this stuff to give away this morning? My goodness, we got a lot of stuff to do. We got a busy, busy show today.
River Dogs tickets, too, for this Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, how about let's do that right now? Let's take caller number 7 right now at 556-1250. That's 556-1250. You're going to win a family four-pack of tickets to Thirsty Thursday out at the Joe. That is coming up this Thursday night as the River Dogs take on the Greenville Drive. 556-1250. We'll take caller number 7 right now. You will win those tickets to go see the River Dogs play. And if you don't win these, you can go online and use the code Cumulus for $5 tickets that night. $5 tickets last night. I guess you can go there to WTMA.com and check those out. Or is that the River Dogs website? River Dogs website? Yeah. All right. So go to the River Dogs website, put in the promo code Cumulus for the game this Thursday night, and you will get them for $5. And it is Thirsty Thursday out there. So waiting on caller number 7 right now, 556-1250, as John is running through those callers. There we go. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
John Colonna.
John, how are you, buddy? Congratulations. You are caller number 7.
Sweet.
Yes, sir. You just picked yourself up 4 tickets to Thirsty Thursday out at the Joe this Thursday night with the River Dogs. Congratulations, buddy. How about that?
All right. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Right. Yeah, this is Charlie.
All right. Great job, man. Love listening to your show.
Well, thank you very much.
I dialed about 4 times. The one time I actually dialed it right, I won.
Well, fantastic, buddy. We appreciate it. And I'm going to put you on hold. John Quincy is going to get some information from you, get you out there to the Joe. Again, you can go to the River Dogs website, put in promo code Cumulus, C-U-M-U-L-U-S, and you'll get $5 tickets. All right. Some protesters got together in downtown Charleston and other cities across the country yesterday to condemn the whole white nationalist rally after what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left 3 people dead. All right, that's a little bit of spin there, okay? One person was killed, and we're not diminishing what happened with those 2 police officers, but they died in a helicopter crash, and while they were covering the event or keeping an eye on the event, it really wasn't an accident that was because of the event. I guess in some little way you could make that argument, but one person was killed when this clown, James Alex Field Jr., drove his car through the crowd there. Now, coming up, hopefully tomorrow, we're going to be talking with a lady. She's a Canadian lady, and she was right there when it happened. She was right there when it happened. Her name is Faith Goldie. We'll be talking with her tomorrow and get her eyewitness account of what actually happened there in Charlottesville, because a lot was going on that led up to that. So we'll have that for you. But anyway, affiliates with the National Action Network, they got together yesterday and demonstrated down there at White Point Garden, drew about 7 dozen supporters. You know, they were holding up posters decrying racism and neo-Nazi ideology. And you know what? We'd support you on that one. We support you absolutely. There's no place for racism. There's no place for the neo-Nazi party. There's no place for all of that. So Reverend Nelson Rivers spoke yesterday. He's the vice president of religious affairs and external relations for NAN. He called on local and state officials to remove the monument of former South Carolina statesman John C. Calhoun, who was a defender of slavery during his political career back in the 1800s. You know, the big one there at Marion Square. He says, you can't make ugly pretty. I don't care how hard you try. Hate is hate, whether you mask it or not. So, Nelson Rivers, Mayor Tecklenburg, Elder James Johnson, where was your outrage when that young man got hit over the head with a bicycle lock out at Berkeley? When that professor, college professor, cracked this guy over here, actually fractured his skull. I don't remember your tweet about that. I don't remember you ever coming out against the violence, the actual violence that happened with this Antifa movement. I don't remember them coming out and saying, hey, you know what? You shouldn't fill water balloons and water bottles full of urine and feces and chemicals and throw them on people. There was another picture of a guy holding like a Confederate flag. It was kind of wrapped up, but they showed that. It was one of the big things. What they didn't show in that picture, and this is the way the media spins it, is that there was a guy with an aerosol can And he had lit, you know how you can light an aerosol can, make it look like a little impromptu, a little makeshift flamethrower? They didn't show that guy in the picture. They just showed the guy using the flag to defend himself from the guy who was trying to set him on fire. So that's the spin. That's the spin out there. What happened in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday, nobody was right. No, there was not a single person in that crowd that can say that could say, hey, I was here for a good reason. This was a rent-a-mob. It was people who were bussed in. They were there to cause trouble. When you show up and you are wearing masks and you're carrying water bottles full of chemicals. Now, we all know about acid attacks that are happening. In fact, over in England, it's become so commonplace that they are issuing guidelines about how to handle acid attacks. If somebody throws acid in your face, how do you do? Well, that's hideous in itself. So these people were showing up. They had, you know, they had chlorine in these bottles. They had urine. They had feces in these bottles. And they were throwing them on people. I don't remember this being a big story in Charlottesville, because that's the spin that these people are going to put on it. I don't remember the big story about the mayor of Charlottesville telling the police officers to stand down. There were some people there that were up there protesting, right or wrong. They had been pepper sprayed by these Antifa participants, and the police were laughing at them, telling them, hey, you know, that's your deal. We're hands off. Nothing went right in Charlottesville.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Coming up at 8:20 this morning, we're going to be giving you a chance to win yourself a great weekend at Darlington for the Bojangles Southern 500. That is at 8:20 this morning. You don't want to miss out on that. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. After a fatal stabbing of two boys by their uncle at the Charleston. But that was a horrible story, wasn't it, last week? His uncle stabbed his two nephews there at a North Charleston apartment complex. Residents and community leaders all got together Saturday night to call for change. I agree with that. You got to agree with that. I don't know what's going on. But this guy obviously had some pretty serious emotional, psychological issues. The boy's uncle, 26-year-old Rashad Jamal White, was charged with two counts of murder and one count of possessing a knife during the commission of a violent crime. And that happened a week ago today. Wow, that was a sad story. And now we're hearing this morning that two suspects in a morning shooting were taken into custody this morning around 7:30, just a little under an hour ago. Officials with the North Charleston Police Department say that they were captured in the Forest Hills 3 neighborhood. North Charleston Police Department confirmed that officers were searching for two people involved in a shooting that happened this morning just around 2 o'clock. So we're glad that those two are in custody now. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. And this story, I mean, less than a mile apart, two young men were fatally shot last month in a North Charleston neighborhood. Man. Who was the alleged killer? A 14-year-old boy. 14-year-old boy allegedly pulled the trigger in both homicides. Police say that the juvenile is charged with two counts of murder and possession of a weapon during a violent crime. We don't know if he's going to be tried as an adult yet, so no name has been released. Well, I'm sorry, but if you are charged with homicide, then I think you should be tried as an adult. I don't care how old you are. That's somebody we need to know to be on the lookout for. But violence out there is just, I mean, it's like every day, two shootings this morning. Unbelievable. Joey wants to change the subject here, and I would not, I'm not going to fight him on that one. Let's talk about Guam. Good morning, Joey. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, for the last 10 days, correct me if I'm wrong, but mm-hmm. I've been flipping on every now and then. I'll look at the news. And the one thing that kind of struck me was, you know, when they're talking about sending missiles, what, 25 miles from Guam?
Right.
I thought it was kind of funny or ironic that you don't see any congressmen, any senators, any representatives, anybody from CNN, mm-hmm. no journalists. They won't go over to Guam and report.
Right. Reporting live from Guam. Yeah, we don't see a whole lot of that right now, do we?
I tell you what, if we see, if there's a hurricane coming towards Charleston or something, you'll have every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming through.
Yeah, Jim Cantore will show up.
Oh, yeah, but you don't see anybody having the guts to stand. Why aren't our representatives going over there and standing by the people?
But yet they'll sit there in their bureau in Washington, D.C. and in New York and criticize the president for strong rhetoric against North Korea.
Old Lindsey Graham and Mark Sanford will bash old Trump. But why don't they go over there and stand by the people over in Guam, because they are territory of the United States.
That's right. Why don't you stand there in solidarity with the people of Guam and get out there on the beach there on the western coast of Guam and you know, in defiance, dare them to hit you.
Yeah, when you got a nuclear-tipped missile that you could see splash in the water if you stand on one of those top floor of one of those hotels with a pair of binoculars. I mean, come on, representatives, go on over there and stand by the people.
Yeah, I agree.
For us,
I agree.
You know?
Joey, I appreciate you calling in this morning, buddy. Thank you very much. Yeah, everybody's criticizing the president. Well, I mean, that's it. That's the new hip thing to do. That's the new, if you're cool, you criticize the president, especially if you're a member of Congress. But I want to see more people jumping on board with the president in his stance against North Korea. Oh, well, look at the rhetoric he's using. I'm sorry, folks. These people have been threatening us for years, and now they are threatening to send 3 or 4 missiles over off the coast of Guam in international waters. Now, I just want you to imagine, what if Russia threatened to send 4 missiles 25 miles off the coast of Charleston? How strong of a message do you think the president should send to those folks? Yeah, they'd be screaming for the president to say something about it. All right, let's go to Steve in Hanahan. How are you, Steve? What do you think about Charlottesville, buddy?
Well, you know, we all agree that these white supremacist groups are just, there's really no place in our society for them.
Right.
And, you know, from a moral and spiritual standpoint, I disagree with them and their message totally. Mm-hmm. And I know you do, too. And
absolutely.
Most thinking people do. But we got a little problem here. Well, it's not a problem. We got a little document called the Constitution.
Right.
Now, you know, we have some First Amendment rights. Unfortunately, the First Amendment rights apply to everybody. So this guy, Jason Kessler, one of the organizers for the white supremacist group, you know, he gains a permit. He gets approval for a permit to hold this demonstration in Emancipation Park in front of the statue of Lee. The city says, no, we can't handle it there. We're going to move it to McIntyre Park because it's safer that way. In the meantime, Walt Henneke, a professor at the University of Virginia, applies for a permit for counter-protesters. So everybody's got permits now. So Jason Kessler says, nope, I cry foul. I want to have the protest at the Emancipation Park because that's where the message will be more clear about Lee. The city says, no, guess who steps in to protect his rights? The ACLU.
Right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they work for everybody.
Yeah.
They step in and they go to Judge Glenn Conrad in Virginia, and Glenn says, well, yep, they're right. Hey, I can't suppress the free speech. It's more adequate, you know, this and that. And he sides with the with Jason Kessler and his group. The city says, we can't handle it there. It's going to be, you know, they encourage businesses to close. We can't guarantee the safety and security of life and property. They admitted up front they couldn't do it. Here's my problem. Now, the First Amendment doesn't say you just have the right to assemble. It says you have the right to peaceably assemble.
Right.
I can tell you there's going to come a time in this country, and it may be real soon now, where judge means you exercise judgment. Okay, you've got to judge on something. If you don't have the guts to stand up and say, listen, given the history of violence for your two groups, I'm denying these permits in the interest of public safety to preserve life and property of the citizens in that community. And I tell you, it's coming because people don't know what peaceably means.
Right.
You know,
right.
They just think, You can't. I think judges should have that latitude, and I think somebody's going to at some point stand in and say, "Yeah, we can. We have the authority as a judge to stop this kind of BS. We can deny these permits based on the security of the community at large."
Yeah, but if you start denying permits, Steve, if you start denying permits, then there are going to be activist judges out there that are only going to start denying permits to those people of conservative the conservative vent. And that's I think we're on a real slippery slope when we start denying permits. Steve, I appreciate it. I'm running late right now.
WTMA. It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
I know I'm running late this morning, running late. Let's I tell you what, if Don could hold on for me just a second, because he wants to talk about something here. But right now, I got to try to give away tickets to the give you a chance to qualify for tickets to the Southern 500 there in Darlington. Our seventh caller right now. If you answer the question correctly, you're going to get a pair of Xfinity race tickets for Darlington, and you're going to be qualified to win a family experience prize pack. And that includes a four-pack to qualifying, the Xfinity race, the pre-race concert, the Bojangles Southern 500, plus tailgate meals from Bojangles. We'll take caller number 7 right now at 556-1250. That's 556-1250. But you have to be able to answer a trivia question about Darlington. It'll be a multiple choice, so you've got a pretty good chance to get this. Let's go to the phones right now and say, hey, good morning. Who is this?
Lorraine.
Lorraine, how are you on this Monday?
I'm fine.
All right, Lorraine, I got a Darlington trivia question for you this morning. As we all know, Darlington is not a true oval. It is oblong or an egg shape. Why is Darlington an egg shape? Is it A, because a new surveyor made a mistake and the mistake wasn't... Hold on. Yes, she's on the radio. Was it because a surveyor made a mistake and the mistake wasn't caught until after construction had started? Was it to preserve a fish pond? Or was it to slow down the cars in turn 3 and 4 in what they called an opportunity to make for better racing? Is it A, B, or C? A, B, or C? The survey mistake, the fish pond, or the to slow the cars down in turn 3 and 4? I need a guess from you here.
I'm going
to
say C.
You're going to say to slow the cars down in turn 3 and 4?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. That is not the correct answer. We'll move on. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Ken.
All right, Ken. Why was Darlington egg shape? A surveying mistake, to preserve a fish pond, or to slow the cars down in 3 and 4?
I'm going to say to preserve a fish pond.
You are exactly right. It was to preserve a fish pond there in Darlington. That was the requirements for selling the land to Brazington was the guy. Yeah, Harold Brazington was the guy that designed this. And the requirements of the deal was it would not interfere with the owner's fish pond. Congratulations, buddy. You just picked yourself up a pair of tickets to the Xfinity race at Darlington on the 2nd of September. And now you're qualified to win this family experience prize pack that includes a 4-pack to qualifying, the Xfinity race, the pre-race concert, Bojangles Southern 500, and tailgate meals from Bojangles. How about that, man?
That's awesome.
All right, buddy. You enjoy that. And I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. John Quincy is going to get some information from you. I remember my first race at Darlington. It was the first time I'd ever been. It was my first NASCAR race, Darlington was. So I was there, and I was in, I think I was up on turn 1, kind of up in the grandstands there, and there was this guy in front of me that looked like he had saved up for that race all year. And really, I mean, this guy looked like he had scraped every bit of his money together to get his one ticket for this race, and he was sitting there, and he had 2 40-ounce Budweisers next to him. And every time Jeff Gordon would drive by, every time Jeff Gordon would drive by, he'd yell out, "Baby!" Every time Jeff Gordon would come by, "Baby!" Now, remember, you complete a lap in about a minute and a half out at Darlington. I thought, holy cow, I'm going to have to listen to this 400 times. Well, luckily, I guess luckily for me, not so much for Jeff Gordon, he got caught up with Sterling Marlin in a wreck and was knocked out of the race. So I didn't have to hear that guy say, "Baby!" 400 times.
1250 WTMA. AMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 8:38, 22 minutes until 9 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Coming up at 9:10 this morning, we're going to be talking with Bob Constantini. He's going to be calling in from Washington, D.C. About the federal authorities have opened up a civil rights investigation into that attack there, the car crash in Charlottesville. One protester was left dead. I think 19 were injured. And President Trump is facing criticism for his initial remarks, blaming the unrest on all sides. Well, let's go to Malcolm. He's out there in Somerville. Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I got two questions. Maybe you can answer.
All right.
Why won't the president call out these people, you know, for who they really are? Their names.
Mm-hmm. And what name?
Why terrorists.
Okay, and he's just done that. The Department of Justice has called this a terrorist attack, and they're opening up a civil rights investigation.
No, Mr. James.
Yes, Mr. Malcolm.
Why won't the president?
He did do that, Malcolm. He did that yesterday. On Saturday.
He did not call him out.
No. Here's the thing, though, Malcolm. You've been watching CNN, so you didn't hear that part where he did that.
Okay.
You didn't hear that part.
You'd rather
go along with the Democrat and the leftist talking points, the Black Lives Matter talking points, and saying that the president do it, when in fact he did do it.
All right. Now, question number two.
Okay.
These people that did these things, that killed this lady, that called these police officers.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, it's not these people. It was one guy.
No. I'm talking
and those
about
police
the
officers were killed in a helicopter crash.
Because of the people that came out and caused this problem in Charlottesville. Let's not play games. This is what they did.
No, you're the one that's playing games, Malcolm.
What these the same type of people as Dylann Roof? That's what I need to know.
Okay. Well, I have no idea. I don't know what they were. But here's
white supremacists.
Huh?
White supremacists.
Okay. Yes. And how many times do we have to get on this program and many, many others and say that white supremacists are not part of the conservative movement? They are not part of the Republican Party.
I'm asking the question. They're white supremacists.
Yes.
The president won't call them out by that name.
He did, Malcolm.
He made President Obama and Hillary Clinton. He said, "Why don't they call out their names? Why don't they call them out terrorists?"
Okay, you need to turn off CNN, Malcolm, and actually listen to some actual news out there.
I'm aware, and I watch the news. Just as you do. I'm aware. I'm in the country. I'm aware of these things. He didn't. He was so much on President Obama for not calling out those people, and now here he is. He won't call him out.
Did call him out, Malcolm. How many times do I have to say it? I'm already blue in the face. How many times do I have to say it? He did call them out. Mike Pence called him out.
Not by name. Have a good day, sir.
Yeah, you have a great day too, Malcolm. So these folks there, the National Action Network, they got together and they held. Let's just put this into perspective here. So the National Action Network has a rally yesterday to condemn the violence in Charlottesville. Good for you. Glad you did that. That's absolutely great. I support you on that. Good job. So what would have happened? What would have happened there if a bunch of white supremacists had shown up down there at the Battery and in Marion Square and started a counter protest? What would have happened? Would there have been violence? Probably so. And who would have been blamed for the violence? Would it have been the National Action Network? Would it have been these protesters at Marion Square? Would it have been the protesters down there at the Battery? Would they have been blamed for it? No, they wouldn't have been blamed for it. It would have been the white supremacists that showed up with Nazi flags and Confederate flags. They would have been blamed for it. So these folks, these protesters, the white supremacists, that's exactly what they were. These idiots showed up in Charlottesville, and they were having a protest in Charlottesville. So the the Antifa movement shows up right on schedule with their funding. And there are a lot of things about this you really need to know that the media is not telling you about, but I'll get to that in just a second. So they show up, and they start throwing water balloons full of urine and feces and chemicals at these people. The police there in Charlottesville were told to stand down. Protesters, I'm not defending this group, but these white supremacists, they were being pepper sprayed. They were being attacked. What did they think was going to happen? We are at a tipping point right now in this country. We are at a tipping point. And these idiots that were flying those Confederate flags there at Aviation Avenue this morning, you're part of the problem. Not only that, but these people out there that are calling for the Confederate monuments, all of them to be taken down. In fact, they were calling for the monument there at Marion Square, the Calhoun Monument, to be taken down. That's further inflaming and dividing the people in this country. Right now, we just need to sit back. We just need to sit back and take a deep breath and say, what are we really all about in this country? I think, now, this is a horrible incident. Now, let's just take the guy ramming his car into that group of people and killing that woman. Let's take that out of the mix just for a moment. I'm not minimalizing it. I just want to take it out of the mix for just a moment. I think we have seen that there is a fringe element out there, these neo-Nazis, these white supremacists, they need to be condemned in the most strong language that we could possibly muster, as well as do those folks there with the Antifa movement and the Black Lives Matter movement, all of these other extremist movements. Extremism on both sides is very dangerous. And we, the average conservative, and even all of the average liberal out there, you need to realize and condemn these elements. They need to be speaking out against Antifa on the left. We need to be speaking out against the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists and the white nationalists out there. And we need to come together and put down the hate. Sean is on John's Island. Sean, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Charlie. How are you, sir?
Good, good. What's up?
I'll just listen to you speak, sir. Well said, well said. Hey, Mr. Malcolm's comment about our president not mm-hmm. speaking out against these people, calling them by name, is that correct, sir?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, didn't we have a president recently that, correct me if I'm wrong, please, that couldn't call radical Islamic terrorism?
Right, it took him forever to do it.
Yeah.
It took him until the last 6 months of his presidency to call these people radical Muslims. Now, here's the thing. If you have a Muslim that drives a big truck through a crowd of people, killing many, many people, injuring many, many others, shouting Allahu Akbar.
Yes, sir.
The left always comes out and said, listen, you can't blame everybody. You can't blame all Muslims for that. You
right.
cannot. Then we get this guy that goes up to in Alexandria, Virginia, and he's a Bernie Sanders supporter, and he shoots a United States senator.
Right.
And then the left says, oh, you can't blame all Democrats, all Bernie Sanders supporters for that. But yet you get this idiot that drives his car through this crowd and kills a woman. Now, all of a sudden, it's okay to blame all conservatives for this?
A good pickup on that hypocrisy, sir. Excellent.
It's unbelievable, Sean. It really is.
Never miss. What's the playbook, sir? Never miss a good tragedy.
Never miss. Never, yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Never
exactly
let a good
right.
You go to waste to politicize it, sir.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, Sean. Thank you very much. And I forget who said it. It was one of the old Roman guys that said, when there's blood in the streets, there's opportunity. And that's exactly what a lot of people on the left are using. They're using this as an opportunity to further their agenda. However, I will say, folks on the right, you guys got to start standing up against these people. You got to. You absolutely have to. Because there's no room for it. There's no room for it in this country. Or we're going to see what happened in Charlottesville. We're going to see it happen here. And we're going to see it happening in cities all over this nation.
WTMA. Now, the TMA Morning Show continues with Charlie James.
What we got? We got Hurricane, Tropical Storm Gert out there. You expect it to become a hurricane? I'll keep an eye on that for you. But it is hurricane season. We want to make sure you're ready. So you can download the WTMA Hurricane Preparedness Guide right there at WTMA.com. It's free, full of life-saving information, and it's brought to you in part by Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, Jeff Cook Real Estate, and East Bay Deli. So get your hurricane guide right now at WTMA.com. Let's head to Monk's Corner and talk to Linda this morning. Linda, how are you?
You're fine. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, we have psychological warfare going on in this country right now, and this really concerns me. People are not looking at the broader picture. You know, before Obama, nobody was talking about taking down these statues.
Right.
And now, you know, everything, well, it's an organized effort, and it's being funded by the community disorganizers, and I blame Soros, Obama, and Hillary. These people are paid to protest and stir and agitate, and they have these narratives. They're told what to say. They don't even know why they really protest. They're just told what to say and carry signs and protest and agitate, and there is an effort to divide this country. Obama
was absolutely
not a uniter. He was a divider.
Yeah. Somebody posted something on Facebook or Twitter last night. Linda, I appreciate you calling in. And I thought it was very poignant. I thought it was one of the most simply stated things I've ever seen in my life. Trump didn't bring division. Division brought Trump. That's why he was elected. Because people in this country got sick and tired of the division that was caused by the Obama administration, in which we saw not only the rise of ISIS, but we also saw the rise of Black Lives Matter and this whole Antifa movement and all of these hardline leftists out there. That's the reason that Donald Trump won. Now, everybody's saying that, and I dropped somebody. Please understand this. If you are on my personal Facebook page, not my Charlie James WTMA page, but just my Charlie James page, if you're a friend of mine on my Facebook page and you post something stupid, I will drop you in a heartbeat. I don't even, and I laugh when I do it. I just go, ha 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 ha, hoo ho ho, there goes another one. So you post something stupid and it shows up on my Facebook page, you're gone. That's my personal page. That's where I post pictures of sunsets and me and Sheila and, you know, going out to dinner and headed to the beach. That's where I do that. Now, you want to post something on my TMA page? Fine, we're open for debate. But my personal page is my personal page. And you are, and don't take this the wrong way, it sounds a little arrogant, but it is, I privilege you with the right to be there. I privilege you with that right, the same way that you privilege me with being your friend on Facebook. It is not a requirement. It is not a prerequisite. It is something that I choose to do. I choose to allow you to have access to my Facebook page. You post something that I don't like on there, or something stupid, something I don't want to see, you're gone. Pure and simple. So I had this woman yesterday that I dropped in a heartbeat. She posted something like, well, look at what you people have done. You put president, this is what happens when you put President Trump in office. Okay, click, click, you're done. You're gone. Because basically you're doing the same thing that Hillary Clinton did when she called Trump supporters a basket of deplorables. This had nothing to do. Let me tell you, if every alt-right person, every one of these alt-right people, every one of these white nationalists, every one of these Nazi lovers out there, if every one of them had not voted for Trump, it wouldn't have changed the election one bit. One little bit. Donald J. Trump would still be president of the United States. The Republican Party does not need people like that. The Republican Party needs to shun people like that, and they need to run them off. They need to run off the David Dukes in the world. In the same way that the left, the Democrats, you need to run off the Robert Byrds in the world. I know he's gone. He's no longer with us. However, you need to run off the Antifa movement. You need to run off all of these violent Bernie Sanders supporters. You need to run off all of these people, all of these extremist groups. But yet you embrace them. And the media is quite willing to allow you, you know, to completely ignore their actions. Paul is in Somerville. Good morning, Paul.
Top of the morning, Chief.
Yes, sir.
It's funny, you're talking about, like, friending and unfriending people on Facebook. Here's the thing that I can't help but notice, that the very same people who ignored all the stuff that's gone on for the last year, long before Trump was even elected, okay, people beating up other people with fists and bricks and bottles because, oh, they're voting for the wrong person,
right.
You know,
Not okay. You know, again, these are the same people who, when a communist tried to gun down Republican congressmen, they just, oh, yeah. See, we've forgotten all about that, haven't we?
Yeah.
When four African Americans kidnapped a white man and tortured him live on Facebook, they that's not us.
Right.
We have nothing to do with us. Okay, really? Okay,
you're
every
right.
time a college campus gets burned practically to the ground to prevent somebody from speaking by people, okay, you mentioned Antifa and ISIS, not for nothing. I have some pictures I could post up on your site there. You can't tell which one is which.
Yeah, that's right.
They're all dressing like Cobra from G.I. Joe.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, now these people have done all this stuff here. They've called us every name in the book. Oh, you don't want to vote for this person because you're deplorable and racist. Really? Really?
Yeah.
You know what? They want to talk about how many black friends they have. I have a black man living in my house. He's my five-year-old son, and I love him more than I love them. And for them to be, like, saying all this stuff here, I'm just done with it all.
Right. I agree. I mean, I'm fed up with it, too. I'm fed up with it from these white nationalists out there. I'm fed up with Antifa. I'm fed up with the Black Lives Matter crowd. I'm fed up with anybody that swings a bike lock and hits a man upside the head. I'm fed up with them throwing feces and urine and chemicals on people.
And not for nothing, I have the distinct privilege, I guess, of being somebody who would be a target for all those groups.
Right.
The white nationalists are Nazis and racists, and they would hate me because my son is mixed black and white.
Right.
Okay? All these other groups would hate me because I'm a straight white male and I live in the suburbs and have blue eyes and vote Republican and have a gun. It's like, okay.
Good Lord. How do you walk out of the house, Paul? How do you walk out of the house? Hey, man, I got to run. I got to hit a break. I appreciate it, Paul. Yeah. Thank you very much.